Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Live your dreams. That's what the journey is all about. Wow. Each episode is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we were in our Shape Up series, and we are going to continue in that flow. And again, each installment of Motivational Mondays, based on your feedback, it's insightful. You get a lot from it, and we're so excited to bring you our programming each and every week. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes into the programming around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and encourage. So we encourage you at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, to chime right on in and don't be shy. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Let's get into shape around our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. And I have a question to ask you. Do you know a bad attitude is like a flat tire? If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. We'll come back to that. We're going to put a pin in that for just a quick moment. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those social media juices to quickly flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a messenger, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, an email, go old school, or a fax. Do whatever you need to do ultimately to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your loyal and faithful support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads, your pens, tablets, smartphones, laptops, desktops, iPads, you want to grab it real quick so that you can capture the notes around today's installment of Motivational Monday and truly process around the rich nuggets that will be shared. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, we are in our Shape Up series, and we are taking a look at our mindset. We're looking at our mindset. I don't know, have you ever been on the road? You're driving along, you're on the journey, and suddenly you hear a noise and you realize, and it's coming from your tire wheel area, and you will realize you have a flat. You have a flat tire and you have to pull over on the side of the road safely and get over as quickly as you can as you hear the bumpity bump bump of that flat tire. Now, the reality is that a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change that bad tire, you will never go anywhere. And so often in my coaching practice, I often get the question around mindset. And I want you to know that our mindset is so important. And I can't emphasize this and talk about this enough. And the question that I want you to think about is, do you have a winning mindset? See, a mindset is that mindset of success, but this is really rubber meets the road. A mindset, your mindset, it's the establishment of your attitudes. It's your attitude ultimately. And, you know, what's interesting is in my consulting, I was dealing with an individual, and they decided that they could no longer fulfill what they perceive was the request of them. They said, I don't feel like I'll ever be able to reach the expectations. And that was a very strong statement. And it was a strong statement because what that said to me is that their mindset was flawed. They had some stinking thinking. And that stinking thinking was that of a negative point of view versus a positive point of view. What's interesting is that that individual made the decision to turn in their resignation and quit. They quit because they felt like, I will never meet the expectations. That was their mindset. Interestingly enough, after they transitioned, not only did we as a team were short-staffed. We as a team had limited resources available, but the mindset, my mindset, is always that of a winner. Glasses always half full. Rarely is it half empty. In my world, world is not perfect, but my attitude is definitely one that comes from a positive place. I fight for that on a regular. And so interestingly enough, this individual who felt like I'll never meet the expectations, so much so that they decided to resign because they didn't feel that they could meet the expectations, spoke to their mindset. And what is interesting is that they transitioned, and not only were the expectations met, but the expectations were exceeded, because those that were still there saw it as being possible. And I really want us to understand today the power of our mindset, the power of our attitudes, the power of our attitudes that we, you know, is based on our thinking. Is your glass half full or is your glass half empty? Do you come from a negative or a positive place? Because that is going to affect you wherever you go. You know, my mentors, one of my mentors, they had this terminology that they used many years ago, and it was such an enlightenment for me because they were challenging me, us as a team. They said, you have to be a state inducer. And I thought about that, and I'm like, okay, what are they really saying here? And as you're processing around, are you a state inducer or not? Because this speaks to our attitude. It speaks to our mindset. And we're talking about having a winning mindset today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Does the environment that you're in, does the environment change you, or do you change the environment because of your point of view? Because a state inducer, to induce, means that you succeed in persuading or influencing someone to do something. You bring about or you give a rise to another standard based on your attitude. And so when we go into environments, the question on the table is, are you a state inducer? Does the environment shift you, or do you take the reins and shift it? Now, I'm not saying that that's an easy task, but what I have grown to realize is that this is based on having a healthy, positive mindset, a healthy, positive attitude. You know, it's so interesting because, you know, oftentimes you'll hear people that will say, you know, my attitude is based on how you treat me. Really? So you're giving that individual the power. You're giving them the power to, in essence, be a state inducer over you. They are able to change your point of view. That's what you're saying when someone says, oh, my attitude is based on how you treat me. I'm acting out how you treat me. Well, I want to challenge you to shift that stinking thinking, that you figure out, how can I shift the environment? How can I be a state inducer? Because the reality is, life is 10%, only 10% of what happens to you, and 90% of how we react to what happens. So 10% is the driver. 10%, but 90% is based on how we react in any given situation. And so I have grown to realize the power of a healthy attitude. And I've grown to learn and recognize that when we're talking about being a state inducer, and we're talking about the attitude that we bring to an environment, the attitude that we bring to our vision, the attitude that we bring to our goals, the attitude that we bring to living out our dreams, this is our mindset. And so if you have some stinking thinking, then you need to shift the words that have been deposited in you, in your emotional bank account. I want to remind you that Coach Adams has a powerful piece in the Change book number 14 on the power of words that really deals with the significance of the power of words. If you're interested in acquiring your copy of the Change book 14, you can send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com. admin@coachadams.com. We'll make those arrangements for you. And or you may give our team a call directly at 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Because our attitude has been shaped by the various words that have been spoken into us. And these words, we now hold them true. And so if you think you can't, guess what? You won't. You won't if you think you can't. And the individual that I mentioned in reference earlier, they didn't think that they could. That was their mindset. They didn't even realize that they had stinking thinking, but their mindset was, I can't, I'll never meet the expectations versus how can I? Let me fight to figure it out. What does it look like to make a shift, change that I can't into I can? And guess what? When you keep telling yourself, I can, I can, I can, you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to realize, I did, I'm doing, I did, I've accomplished, I fulfilled this dream, I'm living this vision. So shifting and changing that I can't into I can over time, you will be able to say, I did. And so this individual, because the mindset was, I can't, they quit. And this is the thing. A quitter never wins. And a winner never quits. A winner may be knocked down, but they get back up. Why? Because their mindset is that of winning. Their mindset is that of, I can do this. The mindset is, I can, not I can't. And so I want you to understand, as we spoke about earlier, that we have to continuously do a mind check, a mindset check, and determine how healthy is my state of mind. How healthy is my mindset? Because my mindset will affect my attitude. And so often, I've grown to realize in my coaching practice, individuals will never even get started with their vision. They will never achieve their goals, and they won't live out their dreams because of not the forces on the outside. See, so often people say, oh, I don't have the money, and they blame it on all of this outside stuff. But what I've grown to realize, what really holds us back, it's not the stuff on the outside. And believe me, I'm not saying that not having the resources readily available, I'm not saying that that's not a challenge, because it is. But it's not going to prevent you. When you have that fire and you have that mindset and that attitude of I can, Oh, nothing's going to stop you. You may have some obstacles that you have to work beyond, but you will figure out, how can I? You won't quit, because quitting is not an option, like I shared regarding this individual. They just quit. And when they found out that not only was the goal reached, but the goal has been exceeded and it's been sustained, I can only imagine how that has affected them on the inside, because the reality is they quit. They didn't even want to figure out, how can I? And many of us, we quit before we even get in the game. We quit before we even get into the race. And it's important to realize, and this is one of my favorite quotes by Zig Ziglar, that your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Taste that. Process around that, because that is so rich. When you really get it, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. So I want you to know that when you raise your standard in your mind, anything is possible for you. There are no limits for you. And I want to challenge you to recognize and understand that the only true disability in life is a bad attitude. The only true disability in life is a bad attitude. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, really? Yes, really. I think about Nick V, and I don't want to chop up his last name, but his foundation and organization is Life Without Limbs, and this is a man without arms and without legs, and yet he travels around the globe inspiring others. And that's why I say that the only disability in life is a bad attitude. Because Nick, he doesn't have a bad attitude. He's not, woe is me, I don't have arms and legs, and I can only imagine. But yet, he is motivating people all around the globe beyond his physical challenges, because he has a healthy mindset. He has a healthy attitude. And it's an attitude that, in spite of, you can do it. You can. And what I love is on his website, he has a statement that if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use you, use any willing heart. If God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use any willing heart. The question is, do you have a heart? Do you have a passion? Is your mindset passionate? Do you have a heart for your vision? Because it's not the stuff on the outside. I'm not saying that the things, the limitations on the outside, that they don't create challenges. You have to figure out, how can I do this in another way? You have to get creative. Early on my journey of establishing the Coach Adams brand, I didn't have the resources for a lot of things because I was building. I would do commerce with people. I had to get creative. How can I get your services to get some support in an area that I need it in? Let's do some barter and trade. Money never exchanged hands, but yet, certain things that needed to be done, they got done. I sold into individuals. I gave them coaching. As a matter of fact, and I love it, and she has a testimonial on my website, Lisa Johnson. She did some support for me as an administrator, and I literally coached her out of her role of support with me into a very successful and vibrant real estate career now. And so, you know, you got to get creative. I didn't have the resources to pay her outright, but I needed her services. She was struggling in some areas and trying to figure some things out as it related to her journey and needed the coaching support. So we did commerce. We did barter and trade. So I'm not saying that you won't have challenges because of some of the limitations on the outside, but when your mindset, your attitude is in the right place and your mindset is that of a winner and you have that mindset of, okay, quitting is not an option. Okay, I can't. That's not the mindset. But you're like, I can. The question that's raised is, how can I? How can I figure this out? How can I be creative? How can I do this? And so, again, I want to leave this with you, this very powerful thought. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. If you've ever had a flat tire, you know you cannot go too far on that flat tire. You're riding on the rim, and you will damage the rim. You are not safe on the road. So you have to pull over and change that tire. And if your attitude is filled with thinking, I can't, and environments are shifting you instead of you shifting the environment, if your mindset is, my attitude is based on how you treat me, shoot, you getting what you put out. Why don't you put something differently out? Put something out in the atmosphere differently. Because the reality is, eventually, that thinking, it's going to affect you internally. And this is the thing, you can't have a good day with a bad attitude. And you can't have a bad day with a good attitude. Again, it doesn't mean that life is perfect. But when you have a healthy mindset, things go on. And it goes back to the quote that we spoke about, life is 10% of what happens. 10% of what happens to us. But it's 90% of how we react from what happens. And I know you're sitting there thinking, but Coach Adams, you don't know my journey. You're right, but you don't know mine either. And so I want you to be encouraged to know that I may not know the shoes that you walk in daily, but you don't know the shoes I've had to walk in and the shoes that I walk in. And all of us have challenges. But it is our mindset. What will you focus in on? I've grown to understand the significance of whatever we give our attention to, whatever we lend our members to, that spirit will come and live in us and manifest out of us. Great pearls of wisdom from my mentors. And so I want you to know that if you give your attention to all of the negative stuff, guess what? Your mindset is going to be negative. Your point of view is going to be negative. I mean, I can only imagine Nick V, Life Without Limbs. Of course, he's faced with some real life issues. Yes, I'm sure he could murmur and complain, and it's not easy. But this man has an attitude of gratitude for what he has, not focused on what he doesn't have. And he daily is making an impact and a difference with what he has. What are you doing with what you have? I had a friend many years ago, and I tell you, she could never find anything positive in a situation. Financially, she was in a better position than most in the circle at that time. You know, so money wasn't, quote unquote, the issue. And it's all relative, because for some, they get under $50,000, they're broke. Whereas somebody else, they have a dollar, and that's a real level of brokenness for them. So it's all relative. I get it. But this individual, if there was something negative to be found in a situation, they would find it. They would go on a fishing expedition to find the negative. They could never find the silver lining. Their glass was always half empty. They were a pessimist, not an optimist. They could always find the negative. I, on the other hand, I'm always fighting to see the silver lining. My glass is always half empty. Nope, gotcha. I want to make sure you're listening. My glass is half full. That is my mindset. That mindset of I can. May not have all of the answers. And you may not have all of the answers. No one said the journey would be easy. But when you have the right mindset, when you have the right attitude, it makes the journey that much greater. You can laugh and have fun and embrace. I mean, again, no journey is perfect. But we have to change our mindset from I can't to I can and fight to creatively figure it out. How can you? But that is if you are passionate about your vision. If you really want to achieve your goals, you will figure it out. If you really want to live your dreams, you will figure it out. If you just look at the world around you, there are people that are successful that have figured it out. Yes, very few people were born with silver spoons in their mouth. Very few people who have achieved great success. They had to fight and work for it. And I assure you, that each and every one of them, there would be a central thread that their mindset was, I can. Their mindset was healthy. Their thinking was positive, not negative, or they would not have achieved the level of success that they have achieved. And so I want you to step back. Take a moment of reflection. Do an assessment, because a leader knows how to self-evaluate. A true leader understands the significance of self-evaluating. A true leader is self-aware. And so take a moment, process. What is your mindset? Is it positive? Is it negative? Have you allowed yourself to be disabled by a bad attitude? Do you allow the environments that you're in, and they may not be perfect, no environment is perfect. Have you allowed the environment to bring you down, to wear you out, to strip you of power because you've given the environment, the people in the environment, power? Because you're not a state inducer. You are not the one that's influencing change in that environment by being a positive force. And so you, and again, I say this again, it's not easy. As a consultant, I'm in different environments, different personalities. But I come in and I bring my mindset to the environment. And it's a battle. It's a fight. I say certain things that raises my standard so that I can constantly be reminded that I'm raising the bar, I'm raising the standard so that I can maintain that positivity in the atmosphere with the desire to shift the negative into positive. It doesn't always happen. It does not always happen. And so that's why internally we have to have that base of positive words, and we have to do what we need to do to make sure that our attitude is in a healthy place, that we have a healthy attitude, that we grow in daily, allowing our our spirits, our emotional bank accounts, our souls to be infused with motivation and inspiration and positive words that become and take root in us, so that when we're in those environments, now we have some substance on the inside of us, that now our mindset, we don't go in and easily, we are shifted, understanding that there's great power, yes, because whatever we give our attention to, so if you're in a negative environment, yes, it can affect you, absolutely, but you have to battle and fight away from that and not submit to that. So I want to hear from you. Motivation is a great starter. It can get us started. It can build that habit. But it is it's that inspiration that gets us started, motivation. But it is the habit of a healthy mindset that will keep you on the journey, that will keep you moving forward. So know that motivation is great, but you have to establish that habit of having the right words in you. You have to establish the habit of making the decision to say, I will stay in a positive place. I will be one that is influencing the environment versus the environment affecting me. I will be the change agent, because in essence, that's what a state inducer is. The state inducer is a change agent. They're able to change the environment because of what they bring to the environment. So let's get out of the mindset of this bad attitude, which truly is a disability for us in achieving our goals. It's a disability for you to live and to work your vision, to live your dreams. Because if you don't see that you can, what makes you think that others around you are going to believe in you? You have to believe that you can. Like the individual I shared about, they didn't believe they could, so they quit. So if you don't believe that you can, because your attitude will definitely affect the environment. It'll affect what you accomplish, what you achieve. One of the things that if someone is struggling with their attitude, I often say, start a gratitude journal. And literally each day, capture 5 things in the day that you are grateful for. Because this helps you to shift from the negative to the positive. And even if it is, wow, I had a delicious cup of coffee today. It doesn't have to be huge. It can be something as simple. We should appreciate life's simple abundances. And so whatever that may be, if this is your struggle, definitely start a gratitude journal and have that intentional focus each day, because it's easy to spiral down into what you don't have, what you don't have, what you don't have. And boy, once we get into that spiral, we can go there, each and every one of us, if the truth be told. If we were to sit down and write a list, we could have things on both sides. We could have plenty of positives and plenty of negatives, because that is life. Life is laced and filled with negatives and positives. The question that you have to determine is, what will I focus on? And that's what we're talking about. Because when you give your focus to the positive things, you're now allowing your mindset to be healthy. And that is the goal. That's how you're going to achieve your goals. That's how your vision that you're looking to work and bring to another level, that's how it's going to be possible. Because the reality is, many people get stuck And they don't get stuck because they don't have money. Again, I'm not saying it's not a challenge. They don't get stuck because they don't have the answers. They get stuck because of the inward battle that they're going through. They don't believe that they can, the negative words. You know, it's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. The reality is, and I say this often for those that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, that we all have stinking thinking. And so we're all at a disadvantage to start. But you don't have to stay there. You can make a shift one word at a time, one positive thought at a time, through the habit of that, just changing your mindset one word at a time. And you'll look up, as I said, you'll get, as you move away from I can't to seeing how you have been able to, I can, over time, but you have to break yourself of that disease, that disability of that bad attitude. So I want to hear from you, our global listening audience. And this is the time that we welcome your interaction. So we're going to invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear your thoughts around. What is your takeaway? Are you getting anything from this hour of empowerment? You're investing the time. Are you taking any tools away, any nuggets that will serve beneficial on your journey? One of the things that as I work with individuals in my coaching practice, I often tell them, you have to put positive words where not only can you see them, but you also have to hear them. So in your office space, in your bathroom, on your refrigerator, where your eye gates will engage, pick an affirmation. Maybe it is simply, I can. You can do it. I'm going to accomplish this goal. Whatever that may look like, so that your eye gates are seeing it and you're speaking those positive words to yourself, so your ear gates are hearing those positive words as well. And over time, as I mentioned, you will see change. Again, if you're dealing with and struggling through negative perceptions and thoughts, write, start a attitude of gratitude journal. Start a gratitude journal because this will shift your focus. Remember, we said at the top of the hour that attitude is a part of the focus. And so if you're focusing on this, then that's all that you're giving life to. And so you want to make that shift from that negative to that positive. And someone may be saying, Coach Adams, I've heard you say that before. And that may be true. But this is so key because over and over again, I see it and I experience it in my coaching practice, that individuals struggle with achieving their goals. They struggle with working their vision and living out their dreams because of stinking thinking. And it's interesting because the reality is attitude, it seems so small and minute. It seems like it's a little thing, but guess what? It may appear to be a little thing, but our attitude makes a big difference. A huge difference. Because remember the statistics, the percentages that we spoke about earlier, that life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react. to what happens. That 90% is attitude-based. Attitude-based. And so that's why this is huge. And this is something that I've found as well, that our weakness in attitude becomes a weakness in character. Because now you're flying off the handle. You're not a master of your emotions. You're telling people off. You're cursing people out. People don't want to be around you. You're sucking life out of the environment. So all of this makes a difference. And I want you to know that you have the power to change. But the reality is we are only as strong as our weakest link. So if your weak link is your attitude, guess what? You need to make a shift. And you have the ability to do that. It may not be easy at first. You're going to have to really fight for it. But know that it's worth the fight. But that weakness of your attitude, it will become a weakness in character. People start to talk negatively. Guess what? You'll start to jump on the bandwagon. You'll start to murmur and complain. If that's at your core, it starts to come out. You know, if you haven't really worked on it, it'll start to come out. Again, attitude appears to be a little thing, but it makes the world of difference because now people that may have saw you initially as being positive, now they're starting to see you from a different point of view, a different light. And that weakness and the character begins to shine. And the more you begin to speak negatively, that starts to infect you. Again, it's a disability. So know that these things that we're talking about around our mindset and the question of do you have a winning mindset? Because mindset is our attitude. It's the established set of attitudes held by someone. Held by each and every one of us that are a combination of those words that have been spoken and deposited in our emotional bank account. And so that attitude, now it's you are either inducer, you're a state inducer, or you are being induced. So someone is either pushing you to change, they're infecting you in an environment or interaction versus you infecting them. And that's where the character flaws begin to chip in. So I want you to know that this is an opportunity for change and growth. And when you get a handle on this, the world of the difference is made. Because now there's a standard that has been raised. It's so interesting. I had a family member, they were talking negatively about a situation, and they consciously said, wow, you know what, I noticed that you will lend an ear and you will listen, but rarely do you get into that negative energy. And that is so true. It's a battle. I fight for it. I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. I'm not saying that I am better than anyone else. I just have a consciousness around the significance and the importance of this, and I want to do what I can to continue to grow forward and to be the best person that I can be. And so I have a great consciousness around this. I believe firmly in the power of words. And so I really effort to give great thought and consciousness around the words that I speak because I know that there is power in words, that life or death we're able to breathe life or death just from a word, the words that we speak. You think you can't, like the individual that I spoke about, they already in their mind feel like they can't. They've placed limits, and they now buy into, I can't do it, can't meet the expectations, it's too great. and yet others have exceeded the expectation because of having a different mindset. And so I want you to know, again, that this is an easy shift. We can shift it. It takes time, but we can shift it. And that's what I want you to walk away with understanding and knowing today, that you don't have to allow this to be a disability for you. You can make the decision to shift your stinking thinking, shift your mindset. You don't have to respond and give people power and, oh, I'm giving them what they gave me. No, you don't have to do that. Raise your standard. Respond in a way that would be completely opposite than what people expect. Now you're a state inducer. Now you are maintaining the power. They're not able to influence you, but I assure you, you will influence them. Because this is the thing. People don't want to see you raise your standards. Remember we said in one of my favorite quotes, again, I'll speak it to you again, by Zig Ziglar, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. And so people don't want to see you raised to a higher standard. They want to keep you down in the muck and mire. You know, another one of my mentors, John C. Maxwell, and many of you know that are regular listeners that I'm a part of the John Maxwell team. I'm a certified speaker, trainer, teacher, and coach with the John Maxwell team. And I love this story that John shares about these lobsters in an aquarium. And, you know, he's talking around this type of thing that we're sharing right now, that everybody's okay when everybody's kind of crawling at the bottom. But when you make a decision to say, I'm going to get out of this crowd, I'm going to raise out of this and be a leader, people have a challenge with that. They want to try to pull you down. And so this little lobster, he decides, I'm going to get out of this aquarium. And he tries to crawl his way up, and it was difficult because the lobsters on the bottom kept trying to pull him down. And he had to fight harder to crawl his way out. He made it out, but it was a battle. I say that to you. You can make it out. It may be a battle. It may be a fight. But you can do it if you desire to win. Wow, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. As we close out today, I want to remind you, give you a quick summary closing of what we talked about. We talked about the mindset of success and having a healthy mindset, that this winning mindset is so key and important. It is this established set of attitudes that's held by each and every one of us. And our attitude is really what makes the difference, understanding that our attitude is a makeup of the various words that have been deposited in our emotional bank account, negative or positively, and that will bring out this outcome of my glass is half empty or my glass is half full. We don't have to stay in that place. And the key is that as leaders, visionaries, you want to grow in being a state inducer, that not only not would the environment affect you, but you would be one that affects the environment. That's what a state inducer is, the one that succeeds in persuading or influencing someone to do something. You bring about or give and rise a standard. And that's what we're talking about today and have talked about. And if you missed any of today's installment, it is available for you online at your convenience. You can replay, listen, and again, share with others. Attitudes are contagious, and I want us to know this. Our attitude is contagious. Attitudes are contagious. And the question that you need to process is, is my attitude worth catching? Do people want to catch your attitude because of the positivity that you bring to an environment, because of your vibe? Or do they, are they propelled? Are you repelling people and they are like, oh my gosh, I don't want this person near me because they are such a negative force? Or are they like excited to have you around, and you, because you're a state inducer, you are now, your attitude has become contagious. And people are catching it. So you have to evaluate and look at that. A positive attitude will lead to a positive outcome. A negative attitude, guess what? It will lead to a negative outcome, because a bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. Remember, your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. And I want you to stay mindful that life is 10% of what happens to you and only 90% of how you react on it. Only 10% of what happens, but 90% of how you react. Wow. As we close out, I want to remind you, for those that may not have asked a question or comment, you can do that through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I love being able to interact with you through social media. It is an open group, an open forum. So if you're not already a member, just simply send a request to join. And again, it is an open group. So let's continue the dialogue on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I want you to know that we so appreciate you tuning in for this hour of empowerment, known as, coined as, Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your engagement lightly or for granted. We will continue to bring you rich empowerment week every week. That is our goal. And we want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of the Coach Adams Network, please shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. Through our Shape Up and Win 4 Hours of Power workshop, Win Shop, which is a live event that's hosted twice a year. In addition to that, we have other tools, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, training, team building, and empowerment that are available for you and your team to support you on your journey to win. Vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Through all of our tools, receive what you need to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We look forward to having you share with us on next week. We'll be same back channel, as they say, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on Inspired Media for You. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. And we thank you so much for tuning in.